All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are going for a stream fest. I'm going to try to do 10 to 2. Let's see how well we do. All right, so first off, we've got Euraeli's Gambit, so let's get started with that. Ashmedai hums to herself while watching Seraphina pace the floor. And while she's pacing the floor, let me see if I can change the auto forward on this just a little bit. So thinking about doing auto forward. All right, to auto. She's really pacing, man. You really need to stop that. You'll wear out the floor with those ridiculous heels. Hold on. It's a little too slow. Push it up a little. I just can't take it anymore. I've been cooped up in this hotel room for days. Okay, a little more. Jesus. I need to get out. I'm gonna go crazy. Did they think we were turtles? Well, if I were in charge, I'd let you out. But you should probably follow Euraeli's advice. You know what? Screw it. This ain't working. An angel walking around a populated city like this is sure to bring some unwanted attention. What's the big deal, anyway? You went out. Nobody seemed to notice you. Get lost. How dare you insult reality. Uh-huh. Royalty. I'll have you know I turned a lot of heads in my new dress. But they were looking at me because of my glorious queenly assets. Not because I have blinding white wings and an utter disregard for underwear. You could go out, too, if you were a succubus and could hide your wings. Euraeli was teaching me to use lust energy, but she hasn't taught me any transformation abilities yet. That's a surprise to me. I had no idea you had any sort of affinity for lust energy. You know, the half-succubus moves towards the angel. I could probably teach you to do it. You could? Of course. I owe you, after all, for saving my ass from that lightning bitch. Let's not forget about that lightning bitch. You mean Irene? And the wolf girl? Louvre. Seraphina thinks for a moment. Those things really meant something to her? Well, okay, what do we... Before Seraphina can finish her sentence, the half-succubus moves behind her and takes a hold of her two milk makers. And here's where the jazz comes on. You gotta get that 70s. What are you doing? We need to get your own lust flowing so you have something to work with. Those are sensitive. I know. I've noticed you've got a thing for big globular objects. Don't we all? It's because you enjoy your own so much. Excuse me. Is it because you enjoy your own so much? No! Ignoring her, Ashmedai continues her massage. Yep, that's quite how it's done. One boob up, one boob down. One boob up, one boob down. Now, try to concentrate on the feeling. Try to feel the energy building up within you, in an airy voice. Okay. Do you feel it? Yes, I feel the energy. Good. Let's move to the next step in our lesson. Ashmedai adeptly removes Seraphina's top and replaces her hands on the sensitive orbs. Okay. Oh, Goddess Athena! Calling out for mommy? How kinky. It's not like that, it's the direct contact. Your hands are so warm and it feels so good. Now try to channel the energy to your wings. As you do so, think of what you want to happen. A succubus is in full command of her own body and can will it to obey her. Some more powerful succubi can even command the body of others to a certain extent. They can, of course, but that's a lesson for another time. All you have to do is will your wings to vanish. Okay, I'll give it a try. Think of what she wants to happen. Mega Man X9! Mega Man X9! Come on, a guy can frickin' dream. The half-succubus continues her mammary massage as Serafina tries to concentrate. This shouldn't be so hard. I move heaven fire energy around when I need to. I can move this lust energy around as well. Serafina's eyes glow white with power. Very good. You are starting to consume the energy, but while that will work for simple abilities, you need to step it up for this ability. You need to consume more of the energy and faster. Ah, more and faster. It's a KMFDM song. The angel concentrates harder. I need more! At this point, her sensitive breasts are driving her towards a cliff she had come to enjoy since leaving the confines of heaven and joining with Yureli. I've got it! Her eyes turn green as she burns the lust building within her. Lust energy can often be seen as two different colors depending on the individual using it. For some like Ashmedai, the energy burned pink. For your alien now, Serafina, green. With a faltering focus, Serafina wills her wings to vanish. You've done it! Now, love, find your release! Come! Dun 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 dun. Yeah. Yureli? What's wrong? Yureli sighs. It's just, things have been going our way so far. I can't help but feel that our luck may start to run out. There's so much riding on us now. Not just my girl Alina, but also my past self, my sister Spoons, Echo, and the slaves. And now you, Serafina, and the new life that you carry. There's more at stake now than before, and I can feel the weight. I've never had to deal with this much going on. This many people counting on me to succeed. Not knowing what to say, the others stand in silence. With a frustrated sigh, Yureli straightens her body. She remembers what Spoons taught her about focusing on too many things at once. It can't be helped. Just need to take it one step at a time. We're here for you, Yureli. You won't carry this weight alone. Ashmedai remains silent. Let's go. The three women get on the ship. Dun 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 dun. The captain and crew finish their preparations and the ship starts to move into the open waters. Dun 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 dun. Da 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 da. You would make a fine succubus. You pretend to be strong, but you're a fake. No! No! You're incomplete. Irredeemable. Just a killer, and that's all you'll ever be. No! Frickin' dreams. Okay. Screw you two. Breathing in, Steno notices a strange scent on the air. She takes a deep breath in to narrow in on the scent. With the least movement possible, she reaches for a tomahawk. Louvre cries out in pain. Who the heck are you and why do you smell like Ashmedai and Ureli? Louvre wonders same, why red eyes smell like Ureli? Don't play games, wolf. I will end you. Quickly, Louvre bites Steno's hand and painfully pulls the weapon from her leg. Steno screams, you bitch! Steno grunts in pain as her own weapon pierces her shoulder. She pauses to absorb the pain. Louvre limps off as quickly as she can into the brush. You stupid bitch! Come back here! Using her immense natural strength, she lifts a huge boulder and looks for the wolf girl's succubus. The wolf girl has disappeared into the forest. The goddess throws the rock down. She's going the wrong way. Oh man, that reminds me of my racing game days. You're going the wrong way. She moves to look at the bag that the wolf girl dropped. She was sent to deliver this silver. The sense on her was still strong. I'm getting closer. Ureli is turning many succubi to her cause. The queen will not be pleased. Townsville Camp. In a strong German accent. Spoons! Guten Tag! Spoons looks up from his phone. Oh, man, he's really starting to become a Zoomer, isn't he? Like, oh, you were talking! Ah! Ah, Bunsen, how are you? Spoons hides the device. I came to tell you... Oh, he's got Ureli as a screensaver. He's already figured that out. It's over with. I came to tell you that we have successfully built some prototype polyester. The next step is mass manufacturing of material. For that, we will need land and a factory. There seems to be plenty of cheap land in the area. Many former plantations are up for sale. Mr. Rockefeller was able to purchase enough to build his methane bioreactor. This will, as you know, be essential in providing the energy and chemicals for the polyester. Man, are they all just trying to make a pair of polyester pants? I mean, they really want to bring the 70s into the 1870s, don't they? Like, we got disco fever. Bump, bump, you know. That leaves us with the problem of financing the factory. How much do you need? I mean, what are they going to do with all that polyester? I mean, as soon as polyester pants take off, that's it. Like, disco's just going to come in out of nowhere. No, nobody's going to see it coming. And just, there you go. 4,000 will get us started, but we will need several multiples of that to complete it. We have enough to start the factory, but that doesn't leave much left for operations. Luckily, we have very few operations in Townsville. Most of the plantations have already been raided, and the remaining plantation owners are selling out. So we don't need much. Ureli was supposed to send back any surplus silver. Any day now, that could arrive. I can get you the money to get started now, and should be able to cover the remaining costs soon. Are you sure? We can seek financing elsewhere if we must. When I show them our prototype, they'll be very amicable in supporting a factory. That is true. But we could use the profits from the factory to expand our operations into other cities. It could mean the difference between success and failure. No, I want to keep financing close. Very well. Send someone by my lab with the payment and I'll get the project started. By the way, there are many federal marshals asking questions around town. I don't know what you do up here, but be careful. Bunsen walks away. I hope Yureli gets the silver here soon. Dun 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 dun. Oh, there is music. Oh, great. You can hear it. See, that's what we should have had. See? There we go. To hell they ventured to save forth the three queens. But Athena's wrath must never be seen. Blah! All for the Aegis they came, demon's bane. Why did I ever leave heaven? I don't know, I bet it gets boring. Continuous singing, and somebody trying to... Now, she's trying her balancing act.
Milady, I hate to bother ye, but, I mean, you're a little close to the edge of the boat there. We don't want to have to jump in there and save you.
Oh, what is it now?
It's the missus. She's making a lot of noise.
Yes, well, you should probably hide the rum from her.
It's not that, Milady. It's bad luck for a woman to be singing here over the deep waters. You see, the Lady of the Deep has been known in these parts. Many a ship has gone missing at her account, or so the stories say.
Lady of the Deep, you don't actually believe that, do you?
It's true, milady. A terrible monster she be. Tentacles like a kraken. And her mind, it'll pierce your own. She's searching for something. Some say she's after her lost love, and that the sounds of women anger her. Perhaps her lover cheated on her, and she goes after the woman folk for revenge? No one knows for sure. But we'd best not risk it. Can ye ask the mistress to keep it down a little bit?
Fine. Whatever. They slew all the demons and rescued the queen. What's she doing, bringing heavy metal a couple thousand years early? Hiccup. Oh, Lord, she is going to go off the boat. That's going to be it. That's it for your Aries Gambit. I feel dizzy. I think you've had enough, Yureli. Come down and let's go to your cabin. Nonsense, I'm still on the third verse. No more verses. Come now, let's sleep. Fine, but you'll tuck me in, right? The half-succubus takes the goddess by the hand and leads her to the cabin. You know, my mom lives out here. Is that so? You know, my mom lives out here. Is that so? That's true. I read it on Wikipedia before we left. Somewhere down there. Yureli points at the water. She's the goddess of the deep. I wonder if I'll ever see her again. I can't swim, so I don't know how to get there. Maybe a submarine? You're talking nonsense. Let's go. Back in San Francisco. So the shipments will arrive on time. Taraya, who the heck are you and what are you doing here? Speak quickly, for it may be your last words. Finally, I've been waiting here for hours. Taraya quickly scans the mysterious woman. Interesting, another curious energy aura pattern. Taraya, I presume? You used to work with the queen as a fixer. I'm looking for a succubus who recently entered this city. I'm hoping you can help me out. I'm no longer in the fixing business. Ignoring her, Stenna walks over to Gavin. Perhaps that's true. I hope I haven't wasted my time in coming here, though. Aren't you a little small for her? I think anybody's a little small for her. Honestly, not a bad thing. She looks like she needs someone more. I mean, she's built like Amazonka here. Come on, guys. There's really not too many men that are gonna match her. She looks like she needs someone more powerful to play around with. Stenno uses her chaos powers to paralyze the man in fear.
I.
Taraya clenches her fists. I think we can work something out. Please release him from that. Gavin, leave us.
Yes, my lady.
Bye-bye. Stenno releases him and he quickly leaves. Taraya walks over to the drinks as Stenno makes herself comfortable. Let's have a drink and then you can tell me what it is you want. I mean, that bottle of whiskey looks tiny in her hand. That's like a... I mean, that looks like a mere beer bottle. The ignorant goddess puts her weapon down. I am called Stenno. The woman I'm tracking is called Uriel. And I said it wrong again, didn't I? Ureli. I have reason to believe she's accompanied by another succubus called Ashmedai. Ashmedai is the daughter of Queen Ygritte. Surprising that I remember all these people, even though I don't catch up with this game that often, I still remember the lore and lineage. I don't know about the queen's daughter, but the name Ureli sounds familiar. Tell me more about her. Taraya hands the goddess a drink. She's a succubus with natural speed and leaping abilities. She has wings that she can hide like all succubi. I mean, like most. Taraya notes the correction. There's something about this woman that bothers her. Something isn't quite right. A succubus with an affinity bias to chaos. Very peculiar. She probes more. You had wings once too, I can see the scars. Yes, well, you should see the other guys. Look like band-aids. And that tattoo, I assume it's of a loved one? A sister, perhaps? Yep. No one gets a tattoo of themselves. Stenno hesitates. I don't really remember getting it. But enough about me. Do you know where Ureli is or not? I do know of this so-called succubus. Although I don't really think she's a succubus. And to be honest, I don't think you are either. Before Stenno can react, Taraya continues. Whatever business you have with her is none of mine. She's gone to China to acquire silk. She left a week or so ago. Alright, as soon as I get to China, I've been told to turn the voices on because that's when he hired, like, a bunch of voice actors and actresses and stuff, so it's this big scene. And I want to make sure that you guys get to hear it. She left a week or so ago. As a favor to the Queen, I can provide you with passage there. But I do hope this will be the last deal I make with the Queen or her servants. As I said before, I have other ventures now. The Queen acknowledges and appreciates your cooperation. Stenno puts her drink down, picks up her wagon, and begins to walk out. Oh, and Stenno, I was serious about this favor being the last. You are a creature of chaos, right? Taraya snaps her fingers. Stenno gasps as a substantial amount of chaos energy diffuses around her. Taraya put thousands of people within a large radius to sleep. Without people creating chaos, there'd be no energy that Steno would normally absorb passively. I don't want to see Queen Ygritte or any of her servants again. Feeling that she had made herself clear, she ceased whatever power she was using and chaos resumed in the area. Irritated, but not wanting a conflict with a being she knew little about, and would probably get her ass kicked, Steno decides to brush off the threat. The fuming goddess leaves and Gavin walks into the room. Now that's gotta be like fighting either the She-Hulk that's gonna be in, yes, the big Marvel game comes out tomorrow. The big fight, the big beat-em-up, the Marvel Cosmic War, whatever the heck it is. So yeah, that version of She-Hulk is in it. The huge muscle-bound one, that's gonna be in there. So it'd probably be like fighting that version of She-Hulk. The fuming goddess leaves and Gavin walks in the room. I passed out in the hall. Whoops. What happened in here? Tariah stares at the door in silence. Have a drink, Gavin. I'll tell you all about it. So, when she says have a drink, what is she? It's like half the bottle. Like a glass for her is like half the bottle, right? We're talking like a whole bottle of whiskey just in one. I don't know. It's like. Sounds of cannon fire in the distance. All the universe in a drop of water. More cannon fire. All the universe before me. Okay. We're in China, because that man says in Chinese, and I don't know Chinese. He does, because he's Chinese. Boom! Mistress Ureli, the village below, it's under attack.
Don't bother me. I feel I've almost got it.
We should take cover!
The self within me. Seize the self within you. Fuck off. How am I supposed to concentrate? If it's those taping bastards, I swear I'm going to...
Young Ureli gets up and walks up to the ledge overlooking the besieged village below.
I've been here for 4 freaking years, and every time I think of that man, that I'm no better off now than when I got here. And now this.
She looks over the ledge.
I've had enough. Jerks are going to pay for disturbing my meditation.
Below in the village, fires and carnage spread. A single ship can be seen off the coast, firing upon the village.
Nope. No. It's not the taping jerks this time. Looks like a British ship. No matter. They picked the wrong village to bombard. They're dead.
With a strong leap, young Ureli descends. She heads straight for the assaulting ship. Meanwhile, on that very ship...
Sir, pardon my interruption, but there's a vessel approaching off the starboard. It's headed for port. Ours? No, sir. It's not the French either. It flies no colors, sir. Then why do you bother me, Smith? Don't you say I'm having my tea? It's either a merchant ship or mercenaries. Sink it. Yes, sir.
The redcoat seaman hurries the starboard cannons with several crew.
Ready? Steady? Fire! On the HMS Black Pearl, on to port! On to port!
What's going on? Have we arrived?
Yes, and look. It's glorious.
Yes, and look, it's glorious!
The port is under siege. Can you feel all the chaos energy?
Hold on. Really walks over to see.
No. It feels... I don't know how to explain it. I can almost see how someone could become addicted to it. It's such a rush.
The ship starts turning.
Why are we turning, Captain?
I'm sorry, Mister. Firing on us! We'll make a wide berth and find another port. No!
I'm right up there. That's the monastery. We need to dock here. Can't you shoot back at them?
No can do, Missy. That's an East Indian ship. And if we manage to sink her soon, the entire fleet will be upon us.
Get lost. I'll take care of that blasted ship. Don't go too far. Ashmedia, with me.
Ashmedai, with me!
What about me?
I'm sorry, Seraphina. I can't risk our little one. It's too dangerous.
I can do it. I can still help.
No. Please, stay here. Oh, I'll be back shortly. Make sure the Pearl and crew stay alive and don't ditch us.
I would never!
Ashmedia, let's go.
Ashmedai, let's go!
A moment later, Eurelia and Ashmedai touch down on the enemy ship.
Get lost. They're all dead.
There are more in the water. I'm thinking it's not suicide.
Both girls hear a voice on the other side of the ship.
Say it. I want to hear you say it. Hurry up before I crush you like the ants you are.
I'm sorry.
For
disturbing your meditation, then starting shit when there was no need to start shit.
I mean, literally, that's what they did. They started, they're like, oh, I don't know where this ship is, let's just bomb the hell out of it because we're the British and we can.
Now was that so hard? I think that's enough, Eurelia.
Eurelia interrupts.
Just finish him off already. We need to talk. What the heck is this? Demons. One that's trying to look like a succubus.
Ashmedai feels the sting of young Eurelia's words. She had transformed away her tail and horns. What more does she need to escape that side of her? And the other.
The other. A poor imitation of myself. I mean, you look like me and all, but your hair is hideous. Not even close to my glory.
And claws? Did you forget to trim this morning? I'm not taking the bait.
Whatever business you have here
is your own.
I am out. We are no demons, Eurelia. I'm you. From the future.
Oh, man.
future. Get lost. Do I look stupid to you?
Well,
what did you say? Whatever. I don't care. Take the ship. Do what you want. Just leave me out of it. I'm not joking, and I'm not going to let you go. You are cursed. We are here to lift the curse from you, so you can return. Return back to Spoons. What did you say? You dare mention his name with your hideous demon mouth? Goddess, you are stupid, Eureli. I was going to let you go, but I decided to end your pathetic lives instead.
Young Eureli crushes the man's head.
Damn. You don't mess around, do you, Eureli?
Shut up. Let me think.
Young Eureli summons her hammer. Mortal Kombat!
What do we do? We can't hurt her.
We could ensorcel her.
Ensorcel her! I have always liked that word, ensorcel. The first time I heard that word was on a Balsa Goth record. It was something like the ensorcel. I was like, man, that's just... That man loved the dictionary and the thesaurus so much. He also really loved the works of, you know... What was his name? The Conan guy. The guy that created Conan. He used to love that kind of stuff and Lovecraft. And he just kind of put all that together. And of course, what was it? Howard? Robert E. Howard? Yeah, Robert E. Howard. But he would mix them together and just make some of the most epic sounding songs with some of the most epic lyrics you've ever read in your life. Just an amazing band. They made 6 records and then that's it. They stopped. No more, no nothing.
That could be fun.
Ashmedia, you're a genius. Eureli, no need for the hammer. Why don't we do this the fun way?
It's self-cessed, kinky.
Young Eureli cocks her head.
The fun way.
Hold on. Is her old self gonna bang her young self?
Two demons thinking they can beat a succubus in a sex fight? You two are the dumbest demons I've ever seen.
Young Eureli disappears her hammer.
Once you're bound to me, I'm going to have so much fun. Then I'll kill you and throw you away.
Wow! That got dark quick. I think I like this version of you better.
Shut up! Just follow my lead. I know all her weaknesses.
The three undress as young Eureli lays down on the nearby table. Holy crap!
Let's see what you can do, demons. Don't hold back, because when it's my turn, you'll be finished.
It's a sex fight!
For it? Prepare to get used.
The view is quite nice from here, but if you hesitate any longer, I'm going to get bored.
Ashmedai lowers herself down, placing her clit right in young Eureli's mouth. With both hands, the half-succubus grabs on to young Eureli's globular tits. Young Eureli lets out a moan. Well, yeah, should be some kind of music here. Dun 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 dun. At the other end, Eureli begins orally stimulating her younger self.
Get ready to have your mind blown, Eureli. Right. I know you'll enjoy this.
and enjoy she shall. With the mastery developed over 100 years beyond her younger self, she laps at her clit and folds. Boy, isn't that interesting. Kissing, sucking, and licking all at her most intimate flesh. Young Yureli moans even more in pleasure, but the sound is muffled. At the other end, Ashmedai grinds her sex on the mouth and nose of the young goddess. Ashmedai imbues her fluids with more lust. Buzz off, these two are good. I can taste the lust in this one's fluids. Maybe they aren't demons after all. Nah, I'm pretty sure they're demons. Let's test her out. Young Yureli focuses her mind on her goal. Her eyes light up with the lust energy within her. She reaches out with her mind to Ashmedai's attached body. A succubus has power to modify her own body. But the same trick can be used by talented succubi on the bodies of other succubi. There it is. Burning a fair amount of lust energy, she cancels out Ashmedai's modification. Ashmedai's tail appears. Oh shit. A little known fact about demon kind is that their tails can be highly erogenous. Hey, I wonder if the Atmans was Nightcrawler. This is especially true for Ashmedai, who fell once already to the elder Yureli by the same trick. Now young Yureli hoped to capitalize on the same weakness. She watches as young Yureli reaches around trying to grab her tail.
No. Not again. I can't lose again. Not like this. This time to the younger Yureli.
Knowing that she was in a losing battle, Ashmedai did what any strong and courageous succubi would do. She summoned her wings and bailed out.
Ashmedia, where are you?
Ashmedai, where are you? Sorry, Yureli. I'm out. Good luck.
I'm out. Good luck.
That was easy. What did you do? What? You don't know about the demon tail thing? Of course I know about the tail thing.
Ooh. Young Yureli sits up. I guess this isn't the China stuff yet, because all I see is a vagina and not actually China, so we're gonna wait a little bit. Until I saw a Chinese man, I'm like, okay, they have to be in China. But they weren't in China yet, so we're still waiting. Young Yureli sits up. Still maintaining that old line, huh? No matter, once I make you come, we'll see your true form. Bitch, this is my true form. This bitch is really asking for it. Time to stop messing around. I know exactly how to defeat her. Yureli pushes young Yureli back onto the table and gets into position. Girl and girl. Well, I mean, there's not girl and ship, and that would be weird. Imagine you would get splinters. I mean, those boards don't look like, you know, the bangable kind. I did see this video one time where a woman was trying to... Well, she was really enjoying a table leg. Let's just say like that, and I was quite surprised. Young Yureli fell back upon the table as Yureli made herself comfortable at the other end. You aren't messing around, are you? I know what I'm doing. I've been doing it longer than you have. Yureli pushed her sex against her younger self lips to lips and began to move. Well, both girls' nipples harden and areola swell as they continue their rhythmic. I think I had that right before. Let's try this all over again. Both girls' nipples harden and areola swell as they continue their rhythmic movements. There we go, that's better. Goddess of the deep, this may be her weakness, but it's mine too. She glances over at her younger self. She must be feeling it, too. get lost. I hope she finishes soon. This move usually gets me off quick, as several long seconds pass. I don't know how much I can hold on. Quick, think of something that'll turn you off. NTR. Think of NTR. Well, I was gonna think of a fat man eating a sub or something. You know, good lord. It's really going at it, too. That's just horrible. The mayonnaise and mustard just going everywhere. It's just completely unsloven. Just terrible. Brings you down to nothing. You don't even want to have sex for a week after that. It's over with. You feel disgusted. Get lost. What am I thinking? I'm such a perv. I think even NTR is hot. Damn it. Yureli ponders her younger self. Why isn't she coming? That stupid bitch. If she beats me, it's over. In her current state of mind, she'll never let me live. Darn. Thank Yureli. You've got to find a way. And you better do it quick. Could it be meditation she's practicing? That must be it. The additional focus or concentration that I learned here at the monastery. Is that why she's able to hold on? I can do that too. Yureli closes her eyes. Darkness fills her mind. She focuses on the void, but the feeling of her approaching orgasm proves too strong. This isn't freaking working. Why is this not working? Why is she beating me? Why is young Yureli able to last longer during sex? Man, I wonder what would happen if she won. Because they say it has something to do with a curse, but I want to see the bad ending. Darn, that's pessimistic. But what if it's true? What if I could never beat her? She's younger in her prime. Yureli begins to panic. I should have never come here. I should... She chokes on her words. Orgasm takes her. Having lost the battle, the weak-willed Yureli became bound to young Yureli. Young Yureli quickly put Yureli to work, helping her with meditation. At first, she was curious why the elder Yureli hadn't revealed her true form. Wouldn't this totally mess up the time continuum thingy? Maybe she was telling the truth about coming from the future. It didn't matter, though. Young Yureli didn't care. Her singular focus was on her goal of overcoming her fear of love so she could return to Spoons. Yureli the Elder was happy to help, but deep down she knew her failure. Days went by and it was more of the same. Young Yureli used Yureli continuously. At the port below the monastery, Serafina demanded they devise a plan to save Yureli. But Ashmedai would never fully commit, and Serafina didn't want to risk her unborn child. By the time they did come up with a plan, it was too late. Steno, Yureli's older sister, had tracked them down. At first, Steno was confused why there were two of them, but it didn't really matter. She had her mission, and she slaughtered both of them. Crack, crack, the end. Yureli's gambit had come to an end, and failure. But what? What about the curse that could make her last longer during sex? Get lost. Could it be that the reason I'm getting off quicker is because I care how she feels too? That must be it. Seeing the ecstasy in her eyes as I take her. It really gets my blood flowing like nothing else. Darn, what do I do? As she ponders, Yureli gets the feeling she isn't alone. What is this presence I feel? It's so familiar. The presence seems to pull her. No, it's pushing, pushing to go deeper. And this she does. Deeper into her mind she goes until she sees a distant light. It glows green, the color of my lust energy. As she approaches closer, the intensity of the light floods her mind's eye. Arrgh. This is your lust core. It is where all your lust energy is stored. I already knew that. Hey, it's you again. You know, you certainly picked the most awkward times to show up. I mean, I'm literally getting screwed senseless right now. Look closely. Do you see anything else here? I'm a succubus. Why would there be anything else here? Silly Aurelia, you're not a succubus, remember? Well, yeah, but there's something else. Excuse me, there's still nothing else here. Change your perspective. The voice communicates as it fades away. Pondering on the voice's words, she moves to a different angle around the light. Get lost, there's another light here. Sure enough, a small dim light shines behind her lust core. That's Heavenfire. I can use this. Serafina used Heavenfire at the camp with Louvre to increase my willpower. Can I use this on myself? If I can, I'll be able to keep myself from coming long enough to defeat, myself? Whatever. It's worth a try. With eyes still closed, Yureli focuses on harnessing the small amount of Heavenfire she has. She struggles to focus while her pussy smashes against her younger selves. Why is this energy so hard to channel? I'm a goddess. This should come natural, right? Harnessing energy for the first time requires a fair amount of control and finesse. It can take days, weeks, or even years to learn to harness and channel energy. Yureli only had seconds to figure it out as her body was being literally ravaged to climax. Luckily, like learning a new language, each additional language becomes easier to learn. Yureli has already mastered lust energy. It's just like channeling lust, right? And there it is! I hope this will be enough. Yureli channels the energy into her willpower, forcing the approaching climax into retreat. She opens her eyes, which glow with white Heavenfire. With newfound confidence, Yureli picks up the pace. The new vigor doesn't go unnoticed. Get lost, your eyes! You're no demon, what are you? The stuttering succubus continues. What are you doing? Fuck! Get lost? How did you do that? You used Heavenfire, didn't you? I did, and you can too. Do you believe me now that I'm from your future? Excuse me. Do you believe me now that I'm from the future? Young Yureli ponders for a moment. Well, you do know about spoons. But what is this curse you think I have? I'm you, Yureli. I knew about the curse before I broke it for myself. I know what it's like to want to love, but be unable to do it. I know about the dread and fear you feel when you think about him. You really are me? Yes, and I know how to break the curse. I've just been with Spoons. I've been helping him. With that abolitionist bullshit? It's not bullshit, Yureli. It's important for the future. How do I know you aren't after Spoons for yourself? Yureli ponders for a few long seconds. I've moved on from Spoons. There's many things I have to catch you up on. Things about your past. It's going to be hard, or at least it was for me. Young Yureli sighs. Fine, whatever. Let's go break this curse. A few days later. Okay, now they're in China.
You know, you say that a lot. No, you say that a lot. Get lost, Idun N. You're right. I guess I do.
Young Yureli giggles.
Sorry, I was helping our favorite angel up this freaking huge hill. Who the heck builds a monastery halfway up a mountain?
People who don't want to be bothered. Like me. Can we get on with it? Just a moment, you impatient bitch. I heard that.
Yureli ignores young Yureli.
Is the captain locating us some silk?
He says he has a few leads, but we'll most likely have to try a different port. The East Indian Trading Company did a number on the village and port below. I don't understand why. This place is the dumps. There's nothing here.
They're trying to make a statement. They've been dumping drugs here for years. Something about them needing something to exchange for the tea they buy up from China in droves. Every time Chinese officials try to reform, The British burn coastal cities to the ground. Ultimately, they want a permanent hold here in China, and they'll get Hong Kong before this is over. I remember this war. They pissed me off by attacking the village below. Darn right they did. Interrupted a very important meditation session. Ah, I was so close. No, you weren't. Screw you, Killjoy from the future. How are you, Serafina?
Tired. It's strange being on land after all that time on the water. But I'm ready to go.
Serafina takes off a robe.
Oh, wow. We knocked at the angel. Her name is Serafina, and you did. I mean, I did. You did. Don't forget. You knocked at an angel?
How does that even work?
How does that even work? I already explained this. You're a goddess. That doesn't really explain anything, you know. I mean, we are both female and... Just shut it. I don't know how it works. Just be thankful I didn't knock you up. Get lost. That's actually kind of hot to think about.
I know, right?
Yeah. Too bad you ran off before things got really hot.
Well, she cheated.
Speaking of which, Eurelie doesn't seem bound to you. Shouldn't she be serving you or something?
You can't bind me. No bottom.
She has no empathy, remember? You have to care about people, and wanting to make them happy is a big part of the binding enchantment. It exploits that part of you and magnifies it.
Enough chatter. We need to get this done. The quicker we get Eurelie here fixed, the quicker we can get the silk and I can return to my girl. I can't believe you'd move on from spoons to this Elena girl.
Still ain't working right.
She better be freaking fantastic.
Eurelie ignores her and motions the girls into position. Some short moments later, the three girls formed a circle around young Eurelie.
Okay, girls. Just like we practiced. Ready?
Ready?
Ashmedia, are you ready?
Just 1 second. Okay, you can do this. Just because you use chaos energy, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean I love him.
Ashmedia, are you okay?
Just give me a moment to collect myself.
Ashmedai walks over to the nearby building and sits on the steps.
Okay, I can do this. Just breathe a bit.
The half-demon takes a few long breaths. In broken English. Child have trouble?
Fuck off.
The man waits patiently. Noticing the man is still waiting for an actual reply, she sighs.
Fine. It's not like I'll ever see you again. It's my father. He's a real asshole. I mean, he's a demon? Vile. Cruel. Bloodthirsty. He raped my mother, and I'm the result. I want nothing to do with him. But the problem is, part of him is in me. Yes, if I make choices that draws from that side, I feel I'm becoming more like him. And I don't like it. When I was with my wash, I grew rel. It was easy. She guided me, and I knew she would never let me become like him. On my own, I don't know what to do. Should I really be helping you, really?
Ashmanai awaits a response. Long seconds pass in silence. She can hear the other girls talking in the distance.
What's wrong with her?
She's unsure of herself.
Sounds like you need a new demon. She's not a demon, and I don't need anyone else. Ashmedia is my friend, and I care about her. She's not some condom you can use and just throw away. A what?
Yurini really does care for me, doesn't she? If she only knew.
She looks over to the monk, who is still quietly studying her.
Well, aren't you going to say something wise or some shit?
What for? Child already know answer. What is name?
Huh? It's Ashmedia.
But I thought it was Ashmedai.
What does that matter?
Name is same as father's?
What? No.
Name same as mother?
No. What's your point, old man?
Shall and monk not know much, but no names have power. Name is yours. You are yours. Be yours. Ashmedai sits and tries to understand the Shaolin monk's words.
What the heck does that even mean? I know names hold power, both for a succubus and for a demon. Mentioning a name with energy can garner the attention from whomever the name belongs. That's why our names are unique. But what does that have to do with me?
A few more long seconds pass.
Screw it. I just need to quit being a pussy. I can do this for you, really. I promised I would.
Ashmedai stands back up and resumes her position in the circle.
Okay. I'm ready.
Yureli smiles.
That's my girl. All right. On the count of three. One, two, three.
Dun 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 that doesn't even match. I was trying to think of something whimsical, and that kind of got to 1950s. That was a little different. No, that was like more 1930s. The combined power of chaos, lust, and heavenfire dances around young Yureli. Then, almost as quickly as it appeared, the light faded away.
Well, did it work? Eh? I don't feel any different. What do you mean you don't feel any different? I mean, I feel the exact same as I did 10 minutes ago. Darn. Well, try something. Try thinking about spoons. Fine.
Young Yureli attempts to focus on her feelings for Spoons, the ones that her mind or soul had been rejecting since she met him. A small jolt of electricity shocks her brain.
Yep. It's the exact same as before. You've got to be kidding me. Why didn't this work? Probably because you're an idiot, you stupid bitch.
The two goddesses continue to argue.
It didn't work. It should have worked. Could it have been a lack of focus from one of us? We had gone over this so many times.
The ritual required all three energies with added intent to break Queen Ygritte's curse.
I wonder if... maybe it was me? Could I have let you really down somehow? Maybe it takes a... the heck?
Just then, Ashmedai felt a flash of chaos energy. She turns to the source of the energy.
There was a man up there.
Yeah, he was up there.
He's gone. Oh, Queen Mother, no. She's here. You were ill. We have to go. She's here.
Steno? Here. Here? Now?
Yes, for heaven's sake. I can feel the chaos energy. We have to go now.
I can feel it too. Wait! We have to confront her. I'll have to tell her who she is.
No!
She will kill you. She will kill us all. Seraphina, to the ship. Now.
Zeno, huh? Well, I guess I'd better go too. But I'm not going with those idiots. Young Yureli vanishes and quickly hides. Seeing her cover blown, Steno leaps from the balcony. She turns and sprints towards the fleeing goddess and her friends. And between them, the monastery monks gather to defend their home. Steno looks ahead.
I'm not too late. You can fly, but you can't hide.
Well, I don't know what in the hell I'm looking at here. But this is where we're going to end it for now, guys. Things are getting kind of interesting. There's always something unique about this story, so I keep coming back to it. And we'll see you back here next time. Maybe next year with more. Yeah, it'll be next year with more Yureli's Gambit. I'm out, guys.